Hi, I'm Margaret, and this is Pedagogy What? The Confessions of a First-Year Teacher. I just started my first year of teaching, and this podcast is going to be about the ups, the downs, and the crazy that happens as I progress through this year. This podcast is for new teachers, veteran teachers, teachers-to-be, and anyone else who's interested in this journey that is the next year of my life. Homecoming was last Saturday. It was supposed to be back in October, but the original dance got postponed by Hurricane Ian, so it got pushed to November. I wasn't originally planning on chaperoning, but the student council sponsor's classroom is right across the hall from mine, and I 100% got guilted into it. It was fine, though. The kids were all super excited to be there. Some of them were really excited to see me there, which I didn't expect. If they saw me, they would come over and say hi, or they would wave. One of them even struck up a conversation with me. She complained about not being able to walk in heels, and told me she didn't know where one of her friends was, and just rambled a little. It was kind of adorable. But if I had been polled before the dance, I never would have expected that this would be the student that would want to talk to me. Like I said, it was cute. The whole thing was cute. The entire dance was cute. And I knew most of the music, which I also didn't really expect. I guess Britney Spears never goes out of style. On the less cute and exciting side, my observation is this week. It's on Tuesday. As I write this part of the episode, it's Monday. I had my pre-observation conference today. It went okay, I guess. I just had to tell them the subject I was teaching, and how I was going to do it, and what standard it fulfilled. I was good with 2 out of 3 of those things. I have a hard time finding standards to use, so I couldn't tell him what standard it fit. He found me the national standards, which is apparently what I've supposed to been using. And then he spent the rest of the conference strongly hinting toward what I needed to do to have a successful observation. I can follow directions generally most of the time, so maybe I won't completely fail at this. The kids in my sociology class are doing an aging simulator this week. So, they've had to write a skit where one of them plays an aging parent, and the other people in the group are their adult children. So far, only one group has gone. But that first group, they killed off their aging parent for the money in her will. I cannot tell you how hard I laughed at that. Like, so hard. It was hilarious. They pushed her down the stairs. Then I told them that once someone has Alzheimer's, they can't sign a will anymore. That's because I worked in estate planning for a while there. And they should really know these things before they plot to murder their parents for their inheritance. A jump forward in time. The week is over now. I survived my observation, but not without some drama and panic. I was teaching about classical conditioning. So part of my lesson was spraying a kid with water and conditioning them to flinch when I said a specific word. Well, I got all of the supplies together the night before, had everything I needed, I put it in a bag by the front door where I wouldn't forget it when I went to school in the morning. What did I do that morning? I walked out and left them at home. I didn't realize that until I was 3/4 of the way to school, so I definitely didn't have time to turn around and go back. Cue major panic. Luckily, my mentor is amazing and managed to find me everything I needed at the school. Crisis averted. Once I had that taken care of, there was just teaching the lesson itself. No big deal, right? There were rough spots. There absolutely were rough spots. It took most of the class for me to present the lesson to my second and third period. It took far less time to teach it to my fifth. which was, of course, the one he was observing. I ended up kind of vamping at the end, asking more questions than I had intended to, and giving them a bit more time in the, please give me feedback on this lesson part at the end. So yeah, not great. But also not terrible. The kids, however, were amazing. They mostly paid attention. They responded when I asked questions. Most of them kept their phones away for the whole time, though apparently I missed a few of them sneaking their phones out to film my conditioning activity. Not cool, guys. Not cool. Anyway, the assistant principal and I had our post-lesson conference, and he seemed to indicate that I did better than I thought I did, which is comforting. He also told me that he knew when he hired me that it would be a learning experience, and that they had had the opportunity to hire people with experience, but had chosen to hire me instead. Why they would do that, I do not know, but I'm glad they did. He wants to get me in some other classrooms to observe how those teachers deal with their classroom management. I'm all about that. I will take any help I can get. After the stress of that observation, I felt like having to go through the rest of the week just wasn't fair. It should have been over as of Tuesday. We should have just been able to skip Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Yeah, we didn't get to do that. I had 3 more days to survive before Thanksgiving break started. By Thursday, my kids were done. My 6th period sociology class, they were really done. They went crazy on Thursday. Admittedly, I might have slightly traumatized them a bit on Wednesday, so we'll back the story up to Wednesday. We just started doing deviance. So, to begin the unit, I showed them a TED talk about how we're all criminals. It's basically about how we've all done things that are illegal. We've just had the privilege of not getting caught for whatever reason. Mainly because most, though not all of us, aren't young black men. Though the video wasn't quite as direct as that. Then I told them about my experience working on expungements when I was at Legal Aid, which is what I did before I became a teacher. I very nearly started crying because, I don't know, I cry easily. And I was talking about how people's lives have been ruined by truly ridiculous crimes. One woman I talked about was prosecuted for theft, or something like theft, because she let someone else use her employee discount at Walmart. And Walmart decided they wanted to press charges. Another man got stopped for speeding because his wife was in labor and he was trying to get to the hospital. He got searched and he was found to have a pocket knife that was slightly longer than the law allowed at the time. So he ended up arrested and with a criminal record for a knife that was slightly too big. These are things that should not have ruined their lives, but they did. And I told my students that. I didn't have much of a lesson after that, though, so I just told them we were done for the day. Normally, they'd start talking to each other or doing work for their other classes. This time, they just stared at me in silence. I think that might mean that my lesson got through. Maybe? It was still kind of weird. But then Thursday rolled around, and my afternoon sociology class went nuts. Now, to be fair, most of what they went crazy about kind of pertained to the lecture. But then they went wildly off course, and they just would not settle down. Nothing I tried worked. They wanted to joke around, and they were not going to be dissuaded from that. I fought my way through the class, and then I took a deep breath, and then I resolved to do better the next day. And the next day, they were better behaved. Not because of anything I did, they just came in with less energy. I don't know. I'll figure it out one day. Because they had gone crazy the day before, though, they didn't get to play the game that all of my other classes got to play, because I had to finish their lecture before I let them play the game. And I barely had time to finish that lecture after how crazy they had been on Thursday. So, no game for them. sometimes our actions have consequences. I think all of my other classes appreciated the chance to relax a little before the break. I don't know that I could have kept their attention for a whole class period anyway. Better to plan for the shorter attention span than fight against it. We'll call it an extended lesson in social-emotional learning. They get to interact with each other, and they get to know each other a little better, and it improves the community of our classroom. At least that's what I'm telling myself. That gets me to the end of the week, but not quite to the break. I've got my first weekend of education classes to attend this weekend. We'll see how those go. I'm on Twitter for as long as Twitter keeps working, at pedagogy_what, no question mark. If you like what you're hearing, tell your friends. Bye.